Welcome to episode 11.
What was that? What were you talking about?
Season 2, Pillows and Beer. I was talking to Craig earlier and I was like, we're going to have to switch off music each and every podcast. Craig's style of music is different than mine. 100%. But when Craig plays those songs, it gets me pumped too. And I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Right? It's like a fist bump that I can't help but do. It's like my arm just starts moving and I try to grab it and pull it down. So I think, Craig, you do a great job, but I'm going to take over on this podcast and play our intro outro songs and just see, you know, where our different musical interests take us. But that being said, we are back. We are in the studio and it feels great. I like to hear the sound of my own voice in my ears. God, that sounds narcissistic as hell, but it just makes me feel on brand and on time. I don't know. It's something that you can't explain until you do it yourself. Craig, tell me what you think.
You can. All right. I think I know what you mean. We went through AirPods, wired AirPods. We were in Winter House recording from the floor of our bedroom with a mic that didn't work.
Yep.
So I think what you're saying is now that we have the right setup, it just makes it full circle. It comes full circle. Like, you can actually look, we know we had a lot of audio problems in the beginning and a lot of consistency problems in the beginning, but now we can actually hear what we sound like in our headphones. I mean, that's crazy to think about that we didn't have that before, but we legitimately couldn't hear what we sounded like when we started this podcast
with like high powered microphones. These are, I mean, Craig, I know that you're not into it, but I'm kind of into it.
No. Are you kidding me? I've got all this. Oh, ASMR, yeah. No, not crickets.
If anyone wants to hear me eating a wheel of cheese.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. No, I'm turning it. See, now I can turn down Austin's mic while he eats. So we're in a great place. Oh, are you done? Oh, would you like to? No, he's still eating his cheese. Thanks to Laughing Cow Cheese for sending me my package. I absolutely loved it. We should be drinking out of the wine glasses you sent us right now, but we're not. Instead, we are drinking Hall Wine again in the Hall Wine Studios. This one is actually called Craig's, which is kind of funny because it's Catherine Hall and Craig Hall. Catherine and Craig Hall.
Yes. Catherine and Craig Hall, which is very funny. It's very interesting.
Reflective, right?
Maybe it's not.
On our past. Or is it scary? No, I'm just kidding.
You and Catherine never hooked up, right?
Nope.
And never.
You can read all about it in Pillow Talk. I actually talked about that full night. We never even made out, never even kissed. speaking of Pillow Talk, there's a few places that you'll be able to see me in Austin coming up. You will be able to see me at the Beachley store in San Diego. Well, not see me. Come hang out with me and meet me and have a drink with me. In San Diego, January 29th, I will be. I believe it's the 29th. We'll put it on our Instagram. Come say hi. Have a fireball shot with me at the Beachley store. Austin, what are you doing?
The Beachley store mean?
So Beachley is the company that we did the subscription box with. Remember the subscription box? Yeah. So they have a store in San Diego. So we're going to go out there. And then at the Fort Lauderdale Home Furnishing Show, I will be there from February 3rd to February 6th, Sewing Down South will have a booth there, a tent. Many of our products will be there, but I will also be doing a lot of engagements, speaking engagements, so forth. And I don't know that saying. So forth.
I'm not helping you.
Yeah, I know. Well, those are the two things coming up. There's also an LSU visit that Austin and I are going to do, which.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, the date has not been announced yet. But anything coming up for you, Austin? Where can people see you around town? What's going on with the beer?
Well, what's happening is this. Going to Georgia and going to Charlotte and Wilmington very soon. I don't have dates, right, because kind of the dead zone for beer is December, January.
It's a dead zone for everyone, as we see at our flagship store on King Street right now.
Yep.
My employees are having dance parties in the store because there's just no one there right now.
I don't blame them. They have to keep themselves busy and preoccupied.
So you're, where can people find you, in the next few weeks, Austin?
Yeah. So, amazingly enough, coming to North Carolina finally. So Charlotte and Wilmington first and then Charlotte and then coming to Georgia. So our footprint is expanding to 3 states in March. March is when everything kind of takes off, especially in the beer industry. And very excited for that. Very excited. So I will be announcing dates and launch parties and such around Georgia and North Carolina.
Oh, that's awesome. So what are you doing while you're doing that stuff?
What am I doing while I'm doing the,
Yeah, like what's going on? And I know your beer's going there, but can people see you in person?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm either going to launch at like a Kroger or a Harris Teeter and then do a launch party at a bar later that night. And Craig, I haven't even told you yet, but I'm going to lobby for you to come with me. And you're going to guest somewhere at some time. It doesn't have to be all of them, obviously, but you're coming to one of them and it'll be a lot of fun, either in Charlotte or somewhere in Georgia or Tennessee. And that's going to happen. And I'll let y'all know, or maybe I won't. And Craig will just kind of pop up. But yeah, that's funny. I haven't even told you, but like in my mind, while I've been like, you know, formulating these parties and launch parties, I'm like, all right, Craig's going to come to this one and maybe to this one. Without even telling you, so.
Well, of course. You know, I'll be there, and I love that, and, oops, I spun my mic. Yeah, Austin, I love when you come by the store, and obviously we got that. That's the funny thing, is a lot of people don't ask people to, like, help out on stuff, because you don't want to feel like they're taking advantage of them, just like when Paige came on here, and then, you know, Paige, obviously, afterwards was like, no, I didn't want to intrude, but I love doing this stuff, and, yeah, I would love to come do everything with you. So that's great, Austin. We'll keep you posted on Pillows and Bureau's website with our appearances and just where we're partying.
Our website?
Like the Instagram.
Oh, our Instagram. Yeah, our Instagram.
Where we're hanging out, what we're doing. That's incredible that you're going to other states.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very exciting.
Dude, this is like kind of how I feel about it. And I don't know about you. And maybe like I'm kind of envious of the way that like you carry yourself on this, but if it like has to do with me, I feel very strange. Like, hey, everyone, come and meet me here and do this and celebrate me and my success. And that's like, it kind of stems from like my birthday parties or, you know, and I'm like, ah, everyone loves like a birthday party, right? But like, do you love your own birthday party is the question.
Well, and that's why when you come to the store, you're not coming to any special event. That's why I require that there's drinks to be served, that there's music playing, and that's everyone's having fun. It's just like when I cook for people, I only cook for people for them to have fun or enjoy the food, not for me. And so once you get, look, I think that I could probably pinpoint where that negativity comes from. But look, we love all you guys listening right now. We love the messages we get from you, the positivity, the people that say like, we get you through your workday or your commute, which is crazy. I can't even imagine a commute. We're so spoiled in Charleston, or like working out or on the treadmill. Look, Austin, at the end of the day, we build a community of friendship. And when people come to the store and meet me, I give them a big hug. We have a drink together and we talk. This isn't you standing behind a pane of glass and people coming to be like, hey, fake high five, good job. You're going to drink a beer with them. You're going to meet them and talk to them. So I think your perspective, once it changes, you will be fine with that. I understand where you're coming from, but
yeah. And
people want to hang out.
Everything that I, you know, have done, whether it was in Greenville or even here in Charleston, like I announced that we had a party somewhere and there was like a line around the block and it was really cool and it was really awesome. And I certainly cannot wait to share details in the early spring of like which new states we'll be coming to. And that should be a lot of fun because being in Charleston, yeah, it's amazing. And the people of Charleston have been super supportive and great, but coming somewhere new where like you can't buy it all the time. Yeah.
Smallest pillow party was here in Charleston. Yeah. Like our smallest pillow party was in Charleston.
Okay. That makes all the sense in the world because, you know, it's like, you know, it's desensitized.
Yeah. Yeah.
People can see you and see the brand as much as they want.
Well, no, I'm saying before the store though. So there was still like 100 people, but look, I know that you love it. Where is that guilt coming from? make you look in the mirror. Like, what are you saying? Like, if you, people want to, like, you know, like, I remember your beer launch at Uptown. People came.
Oh, my God. That was wild, right?
Yeah, it's why I haven't been back to one of your events again, because it was so wild.
You me, and Cameron got pinned in the corner.
But we loved it.
As if we were, like, an attraction at, like, a zoo. It wasn't done in the correct way, because we didn't know. We didn't know it was going to be like that.
And here is the important part of what we're saying. When we say it wasn't done in the correct way, this is what we mean. We think that if you're standing in line or waiting to hang out or talk to us, as silly as that sounds, that you deserve your time. Like, you know, if you come to a pillow party and Austin's been
We didn't have a line, Craig. Right.
And like, what our main concern is everyone feels like they got, like, there will never be a time where you walk up to me in Austin and the photo is snapped and then you just walk off and we act like you're not there. Like, we want to know your name. We want to know where you're from. We want to know how you're enjoying the event. And so the only time you'll ever see us get kind of upset, and this happened at a Winter House, like, hot chocolate thing in New York, is when people are getting shuffled past us because we're like, no, we want to talk to you. So that's what we mean by this, where it wasn't done right. We never mean like, oh, like, it wasn't fast enough. It's like, we actually want to meet you and, Craig, like, hang.
Craig, it wasn't done right in the sense that I did not anticipate the amount of positive response and amount of people that were amazing to come out. I did not anticipate the fact that it should be like a line that forms to come and hang out and so on and so forth. It's like interesting to admit to yourself that people want to meet you.
Like you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
listen
crazy.
Listen to this. Austin, come in. Full circle, admitting that he's good enough.
That's not what it is, Craig. But it's like, you want to humble yourself and yeah, no, you're just happy. You're just happy that people, like, you know, want to come and hang out. So can't wait to. By the way, Craig, you and I are gonna cross over in this realm of like some fun tour dates. Coming to some cities.
Yeah, we can't wait to announce this.
Yeah.
We're coming on tour.
Yeah.
All right. I've got a personal question, Austin, to ask you.
Sure.
We're going to keep this objective. You don't get to be subjective about this.
Okay.
I can make it to someone that I was best friends with growing up's wedding. But in the last few years, we just haven't seen much of each other. But at the end of the day, I would want to go to the wedding, but I am out of town. I am out of the country, actually, on a bachelor party that I'm in the wedding of. The blowback, the response from me not being able to go to this guy's wedding has been like, he said we're not friends anymore. How do you feel about that?
Okay, so let me just break this down. So you, an ex, top, what are we talking, 5, 10 friend of yours?
Oh, no, top three.
Okay. Top
two. Like, we were the three. Two friends.
An ex top two friend of yours is getting married.
As a
kid. The same time that you're going to a wedding. Sorry. At the same time that you're going to a bachelor party with someone else, right? But
I'm in that wedding.
Okay. And you're in this other guy's wedding. The bachelor party's wedding, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're saying that haven't...
Also, that trip was planned before I got the wedding invite for the new wedding.
And so you're saying that you haven't spoken to this guy, the top two friend guy, in years.
Right. It was a top two friend, like, growing up. And then, like, there was just a falling out.
In Delaware or CSC?
Yeah, growing up.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I just didn't get the date. Like, and look, and what's funny is I have Anna Hayward, so she receives all my invitations. Like, she gets my mail. I just didn't know the date. Like, I can't make it back.
Okay. All right. Well, then how about you answer your own question? So that you had gotten both of them on the exact same day. You open up the bachelor party and you open up your top twos, whether it's a 15, 20 years ago or not. Which one do you take? And this is the question. I can't answer it for you.
I can. I would go on the bachelor party, because this is why. I'm not in the wedding party of this wedding. I wasn't invited on the bachelor party. I am simply a guest. I have a feeling that maybe he told people where I was coming. I don't know what's going on. But, like, look, I didn't have the date of this wedding. And at the end of the day, your wedding should be about you. Like, Austin, I hate to break it to you, but I don't think you'll care. Say Paige and I get married. If you can't come, I'd be bummed, but I'd be like, I'll see you next week.
Damn, dude. Really?
I'm not going to tell you that our friendship's over.
So my question to you, Craig, is since he said friendship's over, do you still send a gift?
I will send a gift, but he doesn't care. He wants me there, but here's the thing, like, it's just not feasible.
Craig just diminished our friendship to a see you next week, bro.
Austin, if I didn't come to your wedding, would it affect your wedding?
Yeah, bro, you're going to be in my wedding.
Okay, well, that's different. I'm not in this wedding. Oh, yeah, you'll be in my wedding, too.
Oh, here he goes, Nick. You're that fucking unbelievable.
Okay, also, let's make it important that I am not in this wedding that I'm missing. I am just a guest. This should not affect the wedding whatsoever.
Okay, well, how about this? He just said, sorry, he, as in the guy who invited you, said that y'all will not be friends anymore.
He said, we have a long history, but our history ends the day you don't come to my wedding.
And you say, hey, man, good luck to you and your wife. I'm rooting for y'all. And enjoy my serving tray that I'm going to send you. And if that is that, and if that's how thin that our friendship is,
yeah,
then good luck.
I'd love to hear your guys' responses on this. Nick, let's set up a link where people can call in and talk to us next week about this, because I bet girls are real catty about this. But hey, guys, I can say that because I'm talking about a guy right now, a guy telling me that our friendship is over if I don't come to his wedding when I'm going to be out of the country.
See, if you had been in his wedding, that's the only thing I'd say.
If I was in the wedding, I'd be going to the wedding.
Yeah, that'd be the only thing I could say about that.
That's true. That's true. And then you miss the bachelor party of the guy's wedding that you're going to be in regardless. Yeah, and you're like, hey, man, look, I'm in another person's wedding, so I'm going to that wedding.
Yeah.
And I'll be in your wedding, too, but I can't come because of a conflict.
And that's fair. But
yeah, and if that guy gets mad at you for that, that's...
Well, he wouldn't. He would be like, all right, Craig, I'll see you next week.
He'd be like, quit being a bitch, Craig.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that I am not in this wedding. And so, like, there is a level of supersede him. Like, that's not a word, but if I meant that much to you, then you would have put me in. I think it's a little silly. What do you think, Nick? Like, how would you rank the dates of the same, everything? Like, what would you do?
Well, it depends on the because I got, good friends, from that I don't talk to anymore. But if I get a wedding invite, I'll be like, great. But at the same time, if I'm in another person's wedding, I got the bachelor party. I'm going to the bachelor party and having fun.
I mean, it was planned before I even got the date.
Well, yeah. I mean, off your situation, if I'm already in the bachelor party and going somewhere, sorry, man. I mean, I'll see you. How about I come up and visit or something like that? And well, after your honeymoon. I don't know.
I just think it's a little unfair for him to attack me as much as he did because I'm not invited to the rehearsal dinner. I'm not invited to anything but the wedding. So,
well, okay, that's even... If you're not invited to the rehearsal dinner, that's a whole...
I am only missing the actual wedding, which is a one-day thing.
Only invited.
I'm a good friend anyways. I mean, if he really thought you were such a close friend, he'd invite you to that kind of stuff.
Look at him wearing his blankets like that. Look, if you...
It's 25 degrees outside, Austin.
Did not realize that another friend's getting married and I'm not in the bachelor party. And I was like, what is this with my friends not?
Oh, I've been, either? I'm not into the bachelor party with like my four best grand. Friends in college.
I didn't realize how, so I've never been in a wedding.
I've been in two weddings.
I didn't realize how expensive it is for girls, especially, but boys too, to be in someone's wedding.
Wow. Yes.
How many weddings have you been in, Austin?
Well, so my high school group from home, one of which I'm bailing on tonight, I've been in
all... Well, we love Chase.
Yep. I've been in all of their weddings. So I've been in six or seven weddings now.
What?
No.
That's crazy.
I have like six suits, kind of like a bridesmaid. I have like six custom suits.
Oh, I hope you get a rom-com.
From
it's like 21 dresses, but 21 tuxes.
It's 27. But whatever. Yes, from my buddy's weddings. And they're all kind of looking at me like, when is your bachelor party, dude? We need this, man. We're married. We have kids. Like, where the hell? When are you going to come around?
Where do you think? Okay.
I'm like, keep waiting, pal.
Where do you think your bachelor party will be?
Okay. I have two things. You ready? Mm-hmm. All right. One, running in the Bulls.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Okay.
Cousin did that.
That's
fuck
wild.
You, Nick.
I mean, that's an incredible. I mean, we've got the clouds. There's got to be better stuff. Cloud. I can't even talk.
Okay. Crowd.
What we got? Yeah, there's nothing for it.
Okay. So running in the Bulls is definitely on there.
In Spain.
In Spain. In okay. Pamplona.
Pamplona.
Sure. Maybe it's Pomp. Maybe it's Pamp.
Like, I like saying sure. Pampaloose. It means cantaloupe.
Pomplemousse.
Pomplemousse.
Is a LaCroix drink, which I love. Anyways, next. Next, I've always thought about like renting a box in the bin, like, you know, doing it right, obviously, at the Kentucky Derby.
Well, NBC owns the Kentucky, or has the rights to Kentucky Derby, so we can do whatever we want there.
I mean, really? Because if we did whatever we want there, then we'd have been there a couple times by now. We
COVID hit. They asked us to Vanderpump host.
Okay, well, fuck. I haven't been asked. Have you?
I requested tickets, and they said you can bring a plus one, but you will not have any airtime, but you can go into all the stuff. And I was like, great. I don't need to do any like yeah. press.
God, I hate airtime.
I don't need God. To like, but then COVID hit.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that we get a box, right? It's like a Tom Brady, Julian Edelman box, and okay. we dress up like fucking
clowns.
Legends or clowns and have our box and like bet mercilessly on horses. And I don't know why that sounds fun to me, but it just does.
I love that. Yeah, I did. I crashed a bachelor party at Daytona 500. Most fun bachelor party I've been a part of.
Dude, running with the Bulls. Is number one.
Yeah, you should do that.
I think that
except
it's like
to the whole animal
boys.
Cruelty. Everyone listening, I know I saw the videos this weekend.
Guys, bullfighting has been a thing since forever.
I would never go into a bullfight.
Okay, thing. We don't have to
but
go to
I'll
the bullfight.
Do running in the Bulls.
But you know where the Bulls is, dude? You end in the arena. That's what you do. You
I'm not
run.
Doing that.
You run to the arena.
What? Why do they have to kill all the Bulls?
It's just one bull that they kill, dude.
No.
One.
I
okay.
hate that. All you right. know that Lamborghinis are all named after bulls that killed their matadors?
Cool.
I'm pretty sure, Nick, isn't that right? All
I sounds right.
Google that for
I'm
us,
I'm going to name my son Austin after
studio.
Killing Craig.
Okay, this is, and Austin, this is hilarious because this is so opposite of you, and you'll be like, classic Craig, fucking idiot, wussy with a W, or you would just call me a pussy.
You mean a capital W?
So I would do bachelor party, bachelorette party separate, then joint party. Cause I have a feeling my whole thing is just going to be one long party for everyone. So then we'll do a joint party somewhere.
But Craig, the point is this, not everyone has our schedules. You
but
can't
we'll
just
pay
do,
for them. Oh,
you can't just do a week long party, man. All of your friends at this point. Are going to have families.
Oh, that's
jobs. Craig, it's not just, it's like everything, a lot of that has to do with bulls. Some of them have been named after bullfighters. Some of them have been named after bulls that killed bullfighters.
Okay.
Fuck
so
yeah.
So it's like a mixture.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want the bull that's killed a bullfighter.
Yeah, what's name those? Google that one for us. Okay, so Austin, fair point, because the wedding is going to be a week-long adventure.
Yeah, but our
rehearsal dinner is going to be Thursday, crab feast Friday,
yes.
Saturday's the wedding, Sunday's brunch. People leave Monday. You can get there Tuesday, Wednesday if you want for the, like, we'll have boats rented for everyone.
Hold on. You just detracted from what we talked about.
Okay. What did we talk about?
Okay. And we talked about a pretty good plan because we were like, the Friday wedding is the move.
Okay, so I'm going to have a Saturday wedding, but a Thursday rehearsal dinner.
Okay. See, Thursday rehearsal, Friday wedding, and then Saturday is the day that all your friends that have to go back to their kids and jobs, they have money.
Yeah, Friday wedding's the move.
And then Saturday, all your friends can hang out. And then you don't got to be all sad for everyone being like, okay, my flight's at like 11 a.m. Perfect. My flight's at 2, my flight's at 3.
So they leave
on Sunday.
How about this? Rehearsal dinner on Wednesday or Thursday. Wedding Friday.
Thursday, dude. Wednesday's too early.
You don't have to do... Okay.
I know. Wednesday's too early, man. To think about it.
Party on Saturday. That's fine. Okay.
And Friday's always open.
Okay. Well, how are you going to come to the honeymoon then?
No one's going to your honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Dream honeymoon.
No one's coming to your honeymoon.
1 week.
He's not letting you bring people to the honeymoon. No way.
Okay, well, Paige and I have talked about it. Hear me out on this. First week of the honeymoon on like a 300. Well, we can't afford this, but if money wasn't an option, 300-foot boat, 1 week together, anywhere in the world. After a week together.
Below deck, Craig's wedding.
Yeah, after... That was funny. So after 1 week though, we're going to be like, where are all our friends? We fly all of you guys in private to the closest helicopter, landing zone, fly you by helicopter, the boat. And then all of us for that second week party on a boat somewhere in the world.
Craig, this is so ambitious. This is utterly over the top.
We just
ambitious.
Love being with people.
Yeah. And I like it.
You're right. I guess you couldn't come to our honeymoon after doing a week long wedding.
Dude, how many of your friends have kids now? You know?
A lot. But okay, so what about the week long wedding?
Once again, Caribbean. Repeat myself.
Well, you can come in on Thursday if you want.
Okay.
You can come in on Wednesday if you want.
Sure.
You can also come in on Sunday.
Okay. Okay. So then what you do is that what I'm hearing from you is that you want a destination wedding. Which I do as well.
Caribbean. Yeah, but it'll be Bahamas probably.
Okay.
But not European.
It doesn't the woman pick. Okay. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
Matter.
I don't know what she's doing.
In the semantics. Let's look at into the semantics of where she would
Should
pick.
We call Paige?
Let's say where Craig would want. And Craig wants Bahamas, very near and dear to his heart. Now, if we're doing the proposed Thursday, Friday, Saturday setup, which is genius, if you ask me. Genius. Like, we've already said it. I don't have to say it again, although I want to. Thursday rehearsal, Friday wedding, Saturday party, Sunday take off at your leisure. I'm going to speak like an English person. At your leisure. And that is ideal. That's ideal. Now, we don't know where Paige wants to go.
Well, that's
you know,
why.
Call her right now.
We're going to. You're going to take us into the break with your music.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to call Paige for a quick wedding question. And then we're getting right to our live viewer call-ins. Austin's turn to take us into
the break.
Oh,
no. Now I'm nervous. All right. And we'll be right back with more pillows and beer after this commercial break.
Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forget about. And honestly, after all the free trials that I've clicked on in the last year or 2 years, I can't imagine how many I was paying for that weren't free after that.
Y'all, on average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. I actually use Truebill.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And I have seen things where I'm like, what the shit? And I'm like, boom, 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 boom. I've literally canceled like three or four things. And whether or not it's like for $5.99 a month or like $11.99 a month, even if it's like a menial charge, right? And I'm like, no offense to stars, but I don't want you for $3.99 a month. I don't need you. And so I do. And another time I use them for my cable bill because randomly I just saw it kind of go up and I was like, what is going on here? And so literally you hire them and they go and take care of it for you. And then it reduces by like
you know, $25 a month or whatever. And they take
and
like,
it's free, right?
Yes.
Guys, if you're not using Truebill by now, you're doing something wrong. And I will tell you, one of your first year resolutions, whatever they call it.
New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions. This might be the easiest one you ever do. So download Truebill.
So don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at truebill.com/pillowsandbeer. Go right now, truebill.com/pillowsandbeer. It could save you thousands a year. For most people, the new year means rethinking how they take care of themselves. Native makes it easy to switch to a personal care brand that makes all their products with simple ingredients. Native cares about the products you put on your body. They're all about stopping the stink the right way. That's the Native difference.
Native's coconut and vanilla scented aluminum free deodorant has been a customer favorite for years. And now Native is on a mission to overhaul your entire hygiene routine. They create products that are made with simple ingredients like shea butter and coconut oil, so you can smell great all day long. Native deodorant checks a lot of boxes. Aluminum free, huge. 24-hour odor protection, even better. And zero residue on skin application. Saves my clothes a lot of streaks and over 10 cents to choose from. Now is the time to treat yourself with Native. If you visit their site, you'll find not just deodorant, but body wash, bar soap, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, and sunscreen. Everything you need to take your self-care to the next level.
This year, up your personal hygiene routine with Native. Go to nativedeo.com/pillowsandbeer or use promo code pillowsandbeer at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/pillowsandbeer or use promo code pillowsandbeer at checkout for 20% off your first order.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Pillows and Beer as we bump to my boy Cuddy.
I don't hate it.
So dope. Awesome.
I love Cuddy.
Oh man, he's so dope. His new documentary, Nick, I know that you've seen it because you and I have texted about it. It's such a sick documentary.
Wait, what's it called? I haven't seen this.
Is it called Man in the Moon? No. I think it's just called Scott Muschetti.
It's called Cuddy?
Yeah. Like
some of his stuff was like life-changing in
college. Yeah, well, so basically Man in the Moon and all that shit, he was like smoking a bunch of weed and now he's straight edge.
Who?
Kid Cudi.
We went on spring break, rented an RV once, drove to Key West, and I listened to Cudi the whole time I was driving. I was like, my life has changed. All right, let's call Paige and see if she has any answers or insight into the wedding plans of Craig. Austin, geez. You're going to ask the questions.
Okay. Promise?
Yeah.
What are the like, questions?
Whatever I just said about our wedding, and you'd be okay. Like, Paige, we have...
Okay. I have like three questions for Paige.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hey Paige, welcome to Pillows and Beer.
Paige.
Yes.
Hey babe.
I've been talking about our wedding and honeymoon and bachelor and bachelorette parties. So Austin's going to ask you the questions about it because he's like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I love stuff.
Okay. So I have a few questions. First off, Paige, I haven't seen you in so long. It's only been 3 days.
It's been so long. I just had so many press questions about you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no way.
I said the nicest thing.
Finally.
About me or Austin?
About Austin.
Oh.
Craig.
I said really nice things about you, too, Craig. But
yeah, Craig, shut up, Craig. This isn't about you anymore, okay? It's about me. It's about me and Paige's wedding. Okay. So, Craig's been talking about his hypothetical, of course. Wedding and
I didn't say hypothetical.
Okay. I am saying hypothetical. Craig, this is my interview. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. So first question, Craig said that his wedding celebrations will be a week long.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And then my retort to Craig was, you know, your friends have kids and they don't have as flexible of schedules as you, let's say. What is your thought process to that?
Okay, so this is what it would be like. It would be like everyone, like our immediate friends, got there on a Wednesday. Our rehearsal dinner was on a Thursday. There was a welcome, like, drinks on a Friday. Wedding is Saturday. Then we would stay there for a couple more days with whoever wanted to stay. Then Craig and I would go on our honeymoon.
Okay.
like 4 or 5 days after.
Okay. So that's pretty spot on. Craig,
I'm not saying anything.
This is still my interview.
I'll pull my volume down.
Okay. So, Craig, I'm not going to betray anything you said. Craig basically said exactly that. Actually, mm-hmm. he basically mirrored that, except for this was a tweak that I have a question for. Do you, and Craig said, oh yeah, maybe this. What about rehearsal Thursday, wedding mm-hmm. Friday?
No.
No. She says no. Then it's no.
I said rehearsal Thursday, wedding Saturday.
I know. But then I kind of bullied you almost into saying wedding Friday. But then Paige said no.
Okay, but okay. Ask her why.
Why?
Multiple reasons. I don't want my rehearsal dinner the night before my wedding because I want to drink at my rehearsal dinner. And I want to look good the next morning. So that's one really big reason. And two, usually black tie events are on a Saturday night, not a Friday night.
Whoa. Yeah. Never thought of that.
Neither of those things have I ever thought of. Hold on. I didn't know that's why we were doing it. I thought we were just doing it to extend the week.
Black tie is on a... Sorry, say it again.
Well, typically like a black tie event or a black tie wedding is on a Saturday. It like this is like not a real manners rule, but like it seemed nicer if your wedding is on a Saturday.
Craig, you have dated up. You have now been tried and wanted.
Wow.
Paige knows these things and you don't.
Okay.
I mean, I am so girly. I am so girly that I have planned my wedding in my head for years.
The joint bachelor. I was just fucking with you, Paige. That was
okay,
me.
Okay.
And then you have to do the. So this all started with the bachelor bachelorette thing. Then you have to ask uh-huh. about the honeymoon.
Okay.
Honeymoon.
Okay. So I have three more questions. Wow.
Two.
Okay. Well,
okay,
three.
Three. Okay.
Okay. Craig has said you're dearly. Potential beloved has said that he wants to have a joint. So first couple days with the boys, first couple days for you with the girls, and then eventually meet up and have a joint bachelor bachelorette party. Thoughts?
I absolutely agree. I even would go as far to like, I would love to get one big house. And like we all go there because like at the end of the night, you kind of want to like if you're married, you kind of want to sleep with your husband and or we do like.
Well, this isn't honeymoon, baby.
So my
this
cousin, they did Jazz party. Fest together for the bachelor bachelorette party in New Orleans.
Yeah, like that's fun. Like it could be something like that. Or, yeah, we did like a few nights. In the same city, but like separately, and then maybe like did one night together.
See, I don't like same city because a lot of the times the people in our
That's
wedding
the only
parties
way to have a joint bachelor bachelorette party, Craig.
Okay, you missed that. I said the first week is boys separate, girls separate.
First week, Craig.
How we can't have a 2 week bachelor.
Thank you, Paige.
Paige,
thank
our,
you.
Our wedding celebrations will be a giant celebration, and so. This is what I was
saying.
Yeah,
but we can have a week long.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
We're not doing
bachelor.
We're not doing a...
You're not like an oil baron.
Okay. Well, we're not doing a joint bachelor and bachelorette party unless we can do separate bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Yeah, I actually really don't care about my bachelorette party or whatever you wanted to do for your bachelor party.
But it's for our friends. That's the thing. So, like,
it's for you too, pal. we're going to take you to like, you know, fucking, I don't know. Yeah,
how do
dope.
I behave on group trips? I just piss you guys off. That's and I end up leaving.
Okay, fine. Fine. Paige, I only need him for 2 days. I need him for 2 days.
Yeah, tops. Totally. Yeah.
You get sick of me in 2 days and you're just like, actually, just go be with Paige. This yeah, is annoying.
I'm already sick of you right now.
Okay, so then ask about the honeymoon.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Last question, Paige, then we'll let you go.
Okay. So yeah. Craig said that 4-year honeymoon, and you might have to correct me, Craig, because once again, I'm not trying to like embellish as you do so well, but I thought that Craig had said for your first, did you say 3 days?
No, first week.
Okay. So Craig wants a week with you. And then once again, because he thinks that his wedding is like a 2-month long fucking celebration, that all his friends are then going to join him wherever it is. Like, it's ridiculous. Thank you. It's ridiculous.
Craig, we're not having other people come to our honeymoon.
Baby, we talked about this.
No, we said wherever we did it, like a couple days after the wedding, like we would stay in that place and like our friends could stay and then that, we would go on a honeymoon.
Yeah, thank you, Paige. I said there was no thank chance you were
no
allowing
chance.
That.
Craig,
so,
Craig,
this is what I said.
That
I
was
thought,
stupid. Let it, baby, let the record state
we,
that
we're
Craig
do
is
a
stupid.
Week. I thought we were going to do a week with just us and then fly our friends out to us.
No, Craig, why would you do that?
No.
And Austin was like, you can't do that, Craig, because people have
to spend all our money.
Family, or they have family and kids.
I thought you meant like before our honeymoon.
Well, that's fine, but I thought if money wasn't an issue, we would get a 300-foot boat, do a week with just us, and then fly our friends to the boat.
Paige, what am I, Paris Hilton?
There you go. Thank you, Paige. Like,
Paige is gonna
I live in this world where Craig thinks that he is, I don't know, like he thinks that he struck oil in Texas, and that he just... is gonna like fly his friends out.
I love the optimism.
Okay, so you're saying we can't have friends on our honeymoon?
We can have them right before we go. We can spend like a week if you really wanted to, but not
Austin,
once
will
we
you
get
hang
there.
Out after our wedding?
Craig, y'all won't want me to. That's the answer. You know what I mean? It's like your beautiful bride is going to want you to herself. And what happens is what Paige said is ultimately correct.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
I'm not going to fight that.
What you do is that you invite people to come for like in the week. Hey, if you can only come on Friday, then fine. Then you come Friday, Saturday for the wedding. Sunday, you leave if you have to. And then you're invited to stay for 3 more days, which was my last and final question, Paige, is that you do want a destination wedding or no?
Well, here's the thing. I don't see myself getting married in Charleston at all.
Baby.
And I
that's fine. Do I. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig wants
and
Bahamas,
I don't,
right? But it's not up to Craig.
Yeah,
I mean,
Craig
it's up
wants
to both
Bahamas.
Of you, but
I don't see myself getting married in New York City, and I don't see myself getting married in either of our hometowns.
Well, then I'll see you on the Bahamas.
Maybe.
2024.
So then it'll
maybe.
Definitely.
I want to wear shoes in our wedding. I want to be barefoot.
But I don't really love a beach wedding.
Oh.
Yes, okay. She doesn't like the beach, but it's okay if it's near the beach. Right?
Yeah.
But you don't want to be in
yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't want to walk because your shoes can't do sand.
Yeah, like I would never get married on the beach. That's so not my vibe.
But can we see the beach from where we got married?
Yeah, that's a total possibility.
Okay, how do you feel about European weddings? Are you going to cross
I
the
love,
Atlantic?
I love it.
Craig?
I would love
see,
to.
See, I don't want
to
do that.
Craig, we've taken up all of her time.
Okay.
Yeah. We're giving people too much. And on part
yeah,
one,
this is a lot of hypothetical.
It's a lot of hypothetical.
Well, because you, because Austin was like, Craig, you sound crazy. And I think he proved his point.
Well,
yeah, what? My therapist tells me to stop making up scenarios in my head. And that was just a huge.
Your therapist needs huge double this week. Craig yeah. and Paige,
huge yes.
I all can't right. wait for 2024, 2024, 3 nuptials. Y'all don't answer that question. I'm answering it for you. And Paige, Thank
Definitely
you so much.
Not for, 2023.
Yeah, that's too soon.
But okay, sorry.
That's
crazy. Y'all, I said don't answer the question.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, thank you, baby, for coming on.
Okay, I love you guys.
All right, love you, man, too.
Bye. That was amazing.
All right, it's awesome. Well, Austin, take us into break, and when we come back, we're going to do live calls from listeners and viewer questions.
You just took us into the break.
Well, you can do it. And then we just stop talking. And
all right. Well,
no.
Honestly, talking to Paige
find your song.
About you two, it just cracks me up because I got to know her well, or decently well, and it just makes me laugh.
I think this immensely. Is what's going to happen. I'm going to continue to tell Austin my plans and what's going on, and he's just going to laugh and be like, none of that's going to happen. And then he's going to go to Paige.
And then I start texting like, Paige, and I'm like, Paige, Craig thinks people are coming to your honeymoon. And she's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
I mean, that's funny, though.
He's what the Craig, fuck, 20?
Craig thinks you guys are getting married here. She's going to be like, no, not
happening. It's a good ramen shop. Pho 20. Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that is, okay.
All right, Nick, tell them we're letting them in right after this pee break. But Austin's going to take his.
Ooh, Nick, give us the outro, please. Wait, it's, this is your time to shine.
What outro?
Just like, hey, and welcome back. Or hey, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with the boys.
Oh, yeah, we got to play music, though. This is your music episode. Okay. Once your music starts going, then Nick can do it. That's funny, though. I love the like overconfident guy being like, yeah, we'll do this. We'll do a joint thing, blah, blah.
Oh, the moment you said that, I was like, yeah, Paige isn't letting that happen.
And then the girl being like, no one's coming on our honeymoon. I'm like, all right.
Well, yeah. What was the joke that I heard today? Why do girls like having sex with the lights off? Because they don't like a man seeing a man have a good time.
But it's, you know, some girlfriends are mean and scary, and you're just like, you're being a bitch. But her, it's just like, it's fun. All right, Nick, take us.
This is Nick. Oh, it's a good one, though.
All right, Nick, take us really to the commercial. Yeah,
all right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back with Pillows and Beer with Craig and Austin, and we'll be answering some questions from y'all soon. So enjoy and listen.
All right, and welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Hope you all enjoyed that nice little song from Jefferson Airplane. Or was this Jefferson Starship? I don't know. They changed over.
I love the phone call in, though. We can start doing that with our guests that they don't necessarily need to be on, but reoccurring guests. Like, we can call Spencer, or we can call Paulina.
Totally, totally. I didn't expect Paige to be in my ear right there.
It sounded like a real radio show. No,
totally, totally. It sounded like... I was like, okay, fan number, thanks for calling, 106.5.
Yeah, I'll get it figured out so you can have, we'll have a number.
Yeah, because we used to like hold the phone up, speakerphone up to the mic and like Austin.
Let's bring some fans in. So time.
Okay, yeah. I know, I'm just saying like now we can actually call guests.
Bring them in,
dude,
bring them in. Morgan!
What's up, Morgan?
Hi!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
This is so fun. We can see you. Can you see us or no?
Yeah,
I can see you guys.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Before I ask my question, I brought my own jacket in hopes that next time you guys fly on a Peaceway, I can join with my...
I love this so much.
This is a hell of a jacket.
This so
is
much.
Nice.
We need a bum, bum, bum. Like,
bum, bum, bum.
Wait, that's that looks... Yeah, I mean, how do you not wear like any type of fur, fake fur, whatever you have on a PJ?
Absolutely. Well, this is my robe, so as long as you guys are cool with that.
I love it.
It's fine with us.
Rock it.
Okay. Austin, my first question is for you.
Sure.
Now that things are like getting back to normal, how is your beer business going? Like, are you seeing things progress now that we're allowed to do stuff again?
Yeah. Well, first off, thank you for asking me that question. That's so sweet. Yeah, so there are things that have happened on this season of Southern Charm that I'm very excited for everyone to see, and you've seen on my Instagram maybe, and I am more excited than I ever have been. So it's been going for 3 years now, and in the past 6 months, I'm more excited than I ever have been about the future of my beer company. And
we'll tell her what's the difference.
Yeah. And the
you
difference.
Can find it in the grocery stores now.
Yeah. Well, the difference is this. The difference is that now expanding to more markets and introducing more flavors and finally like feeling like I'm moving and progressing like forward all the time. And it's so exciting for me. It really is, because I just want people to have fun with me and to drink my beer with me. And that makes me happy as all hell.
We'll see what happens. Well, thanks for calling. Love it. And I mean, I don't know. All right. Well, thanks. And I love the robe and love that you
loved
our first.
I do love the robe.
Jackets.
Thanks so much.
Thank
Morgan,
you guys.
It's so good all to right, meet you.
See you, Morgan. Catherine.
This is so weird. I was just working and I just was like, let's see what happens.
Yeah, why not?
And
welcome in.
Welcome.
Well, hello, guys.
How are you?
Is that a spa? What is that?
What?
What is your background?
It's my apartment.
Oh, it looks like a spa.
Where do you live?
Denver.
Live in Denver. We were just pretty close to there.
We just did the Outback thing there a couple months ago.
We're in Denver.
Right in like Cap Hill area, if you know where that is.
Yeah, of course.
Where like Angelo's, Don's, like the best dive bar.
Cap stands for Capital, Craig. I'm sophisticated. It's cool.
So sophisticated. So I guess I do have a question. I guess if your life was a soundtrack, or yeah, if your movie, if your life was a movie, what would the soundtrack be?
Whoa.
But this is tough.
Very tough.
So song.
If my life was a soundtrack.
Oh, well, I mean, sorry, look, this is a movie or a soundtrack. I'll tell you a funny story.
Okay,
there was a time where I thought, no, this is, it's classic, like make fun of Craig stuff. There was a time that I thought Chainsmokers was chronicling my life.
Chainsmokers is actually going to be a Belly Up. I tried getting tickets.
Yeah.
Ooh, we were there at Aspen, Snowmat. So
yeah. So, oh, Belly Up in Denver. Yeah. Wait, is there a Belly Up in Denver?
No, in Aspen. We were trying to go. Yeah, dude.
So there was a point where I thought Chainsmokers was chronicling my life because they did a whole bunch of songs. And then it was like the song about like meeting your parents in Paris or meeting you in Paris. Anyway, and one of my good friends was like, Craig, you know who else thought someone was chronicling their lives? They were like Marilyn Manson. Thought the Beatles was chronicling their lives. So they're like, shut up, Craig. And I was like, okay, fair enough.
Wow.
But the song Closer is cliche as this all sounds. Like I relate a lot to the song and I like fell in love, like didn't fall in love, but like I just had a week in at, I don't know how to explain this. Basically I relate to a lot of Chainsmokers songs weirdly. And yeah, it's something for
they're
you guys
good.
To make fun of me.
They're good girls.
The
I
lyrics,
like it.
It's all about like going out west and falling in love and being like meeting someone at a bar and then being like your parents broke us up. Us being in Paris, and like at the time I was like, oh, your parents are breaking us up. I just related to a lot of their songs at the time.
I like it.
It's just the truth. All right.
He's just getting facts.
Wow.
Little sneak preview to the book.
Yeah. Okay. I'm never not going to validate how Craig feels. And Craig feels that his life is a.
I told you I was saying it so you can make fun of it. Like, I get it.
I'm not making fun of it, Craig. I empower you to think that you're a Chainsmokers concert. I think that if I could play a song, it would be This Must Be the Place. And I think it's so happy. It's so fun. And the overall message is This Must Be the Place, which is, it's just like home. Home is where I want to be. And
mm-hmm. Who is that by?
Talking Heads, David Byrne. Mm-hmm. And I think that basically the underlying message is like, this is where you want to be. And this must be the place.
Fair. It, okay.
Exactly right now is where you want to be. Pick me up and turn me around.
All right. That's what's amazing. Yours, Catherine?
Pop star.
Oh my nice. Gosh.
By, I'm a pop star. By, and I actually did dye my hair last Halloween to be a pop star, so
like, and I'm feeling just like a pop star.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Drake. It's Drake and what's his name?
Circles DJ, and Congratulations. No, I thought it was
no DJ Kelly and Drake, pop star.
Popstar. Craig,
pull it up. I love that song.
Pull up Popstar.
That's going to be our exit song.
Popstar.
Hold on.
Here.
Why can I not think of the guy that has tattoos on his face? I mean, I love him so much.
Post Malone is who you're thinking of.
Post Malone. Post Malone. I thought Popstar is Post Malone.
No.
That's Rockstar, I think. I want to be a rock star.
No. And I'm feeling just like a rock star. Okay.
No, yeah, that one. Popstar.
North Carolina.
Come on, raise up. Take your shirt off.
Awesome, Catherine. Thank you for calling in.
So good to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you guys.
Bye.
Hi. How are you?
What's up, Anna?
So we can't see you.
Hey.
That's okay.
What's up, guys?
That's fine.
Wait, I don't know if I could turn the camera on or whatever.
It's okay.
Okay. I don't know. It's not letting me. Okay. So my question is, so a lot of dating is starting to start up again because of the rise in people are allowed to go out or whatever. So one guy has just told me
there you are.
Hi. So one guy that we've been dating since October, everything's fine. And then yesterday we were we were a little buzzed, I guess, hanging out, just regular thing. And he was like, are you always this nice? Or are you going to turn psycho? And then I was like, oh, is this his cue to leave? Is this his cue to what's going on there? And you guys have a lot of experience with dating. So yeah, I was just wondering,
this is good. This
why
is
would
good.
You say this that, girl out of nowhere?
In person?
It was in person. Mm-hmm.
So you're, do you call him your boyfriend?
No, we haven't established any
okay.
of that.
Okay. But since October, so what, three, four months?
Yeah, so October, let's say Halloween, we started talking.
Okay, so 3 months. Three months.
My gut thing says that he was dating someone earlier in quarantine that then changed when their area of the country opened up. Because that happened to me. So I was dating someone, and nothing against her. I had really strong feelings for her. But then when Charleston opened up, which it opened up very early, we just weren't meant to be together. We weren't good at dating in public. And I figured that out real quick. It sounds like he had prior history in dating in quarantine, thought he was happy. And then all of a sudden, when I was dating Paige, I'm like, all right, things are going well now, but things were going well in my past relationship. And all of a sudden a year in, it got bad. But I will say that there's a time and a place to get fucked up and be like, can I just be honest with you? I dated a girl for a year before. What happens if in a year you're not but you can't do it. You can't do it in an abrasive way. You can't be like, so are you just going to be a bitch?
That's what he did. And that's almost
where I think
he was picking a fight.
It's an inappropriate question almost.
Yeah.
I also think 90 days, we're in that 3 month mark. I feel like that's when you and I'm I'm 36. So that's the age right now, everybody's all right, are we getting, going to date or we're going to just hang out, whatever. So you're kind of in that mode where people just want to get rid of you or discard. And also I live in a big city where there's girls and guys constantly, there's so many options. So it's more what kind of people are you dealing with in your past that you're trying to figure out if I'm like that, because, you know, helping you do things or inviting you over, even making him a coffee in the morning, he was oh my God, nobody does this for me. And I'm like, what kind
well,
of
if you're only 3 months crazy? In, no offense to this guy, but
good for you, by the way.
Yeah, it's a little scary. Look, we all have our baggage and scars. Look at Austin. Look at me. Look at Austin. But
look at me. Look at me.
It's you don't want it to be your job to heal someone. And no offense to this person.
I'm tired of that. The martyr complex.
I have a question though. Do you think that he's asking you that question from a place of from a hurt place, or is he just kind of asking to play a game? Because there's definitely, in my opinion, there's kind of a play a game question here. He's like, oh, are you this great, or are you just going to turn into a psycho? And then your question is are you this great, or are you going to turn into a psycho? Fuck you, bro.
Yeah, but that's not a good game.
Yeah, but it seems like that game plays.
Yeah, you're wonderful.
Wonderful.
Here, this is what I'll tell you, and I wish Paige was on here to say the same, is that we're not talking about a year and a half relationship. We're talking about 3 months in. It doesn't get better. you're being challenged for doing nice stuff, that's not fun, because you should be praised and rewarded. You know, if you wake up and warm someone's car up, you shouldn't be challenged for being like, oh, what'd you do wrong? If that's what's going on, then it's worth a conversation and be like, hey, I did this to be nice. If you can't handle that, then fine. And then that's a downward battle if they can't. But it's definitely worth talking about. And look, thanks for calling. That was an amazing call. And no, it was, because like, just have the conversation. But
maybe it went like, deeper than it should have gone.
Before we get off, should I bring it up when we hang out? Like, where what are you getting
at? Well, yeah, I would say I don't want to be challenged every time I do something nice. But yeah, you're only 3 months in. Like, what are you going to do? Not talk about it?
Not and then on the adverse side is that not, it seems like maybe it wasn't, I don't know what his point was to kind of bring up that.
No, he's
maybe
being insecure, he just like
maybe
Austin
he just
to
wanted
be.
To like bring up some sort of conflict. I don't know.
It's
don't
worth
know.
Just bringing it up and being like, look,
maybe
I
he's
like
a great
spoiling
guy.
My
we don't
boyfriend.
Know. He might be a great.
I like spoiling my boyfriend.
Guy.
I like doing things nice, but every time I do something nice to you, I don't want it's you to think it's boyfriend. Making up for like doing something bad. That's what I would say.
Right. Okay. And the Craig and I just got
all right, well, call in next week and let us know how it went. I want to know, Anna. I'm invested.
So, all right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
With Dr. Austin and Dr. Craig.
Yeah. Hello.
That like hey, what's
Jordan.
Up, Jordan?
Oh, my. Hi. This
how
is
are you?
Fun. Oh, thank you.
All right. What's so your question, Miss Jordan?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I have so many. I don't know. I like, it's just fun to be a part of this experience. Aww. I don't think you guys understand. When I found your podcast, I binge listened to it for like 3 work days. And my job at the time, I was sitting at the front of my office, which is super echoey. And I was just hysterically laughing all day
that.
Long to the point where people were like, what are you listening to? And I was like, no, you won't get it. Like, don't even ask. Because I'm going to have to explain it. And you're not going to like the answer, but. Yeah, big fan. So,
do you have a favorite episode?
Nate, take a screenshot of this.
Yes, favorite episode.
Yeah. High five up, Austin.
Okay. Hold on. I'm going to do Nate. My phone. Austin, yes. You got to get your face in the screen.
But you got to put your face up, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Favorite episode?
I feel like Spence, it's got to be like, well, you tell us.
No, bullshit. It's not Spence.
No, I like someone's, like, you guys arguing over Christmas movies are hysterical.
Yeah, did you listen to the ones with Paige on here?
Yes, I love Paige.
Were they good? Like the part one and part
yes.
two?
I was the questions about porn I thought were really funny to hear like her take on it. I thought it was great. I thought it was good. Super interesting.
We were hammered. I love that we did
it
that. And I kind of forgot.
Yeah, no, it was really good. So
yeah, because a lot of people I think like as open as we are about stuff, hopefully sometimes it like helps people because you know, like,
oh, yeah.
It's like some people just say stuff and we're like, you know what? Let us just tell you how we feel. But
yeah.
It's like we just called Paige before we like brought you on and Austin got to ask her about like stuff that I had said and it was really funny. Well, and Jordan, just so in case Austin forgets us, like you like hearing us talk about that taboo, like crazy stuff, right?
Yeah.
With a girl's perspective.
Yeah. Cool. It's fun. It's just an interesting take to hear you guys talk about it.
Awesome. Well, nice meeting you, Jordan.
Yeah, you too.
To you.
This
Thank
is awesome.
You
all right. See you guys. See
Have
you
a good night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, it's funny when they're asked about porn, like she said, because then it's like we definitely had a profound effect on her. Like she
well, you've
said
talked about
Jordan.
It twice with Paulina and with Paige.
Yeah, but like, what did we say with Paige?
With Paige, it was pretty much the same thing. We just brought up Paulina again.
Just being just like, watch porn with your boyfriend. Like, long distance is good to watch porn together or sex.
Yeah, and don't hate on your boyfriend for watching porn
that,
without
and
you.
And don't feel guilty. I think a lot of what Paige's was, too, was, like, I think Paige more than Paulina admitted to being, like, I love porn too without saying it. Like she would say it, but without saying it. So the girls are like, wait, Paige loves porn. So I can love porn too. Like, I think it's like whatever that girl just said was kind of awesome. She was like, oh yeah. And like talking about porn, like she just said it. And I'm like, yeah, like the girls all love porn too. Yeah, that was good.
while Craig goes to find Austin, who looks like, I think he's getting a bottle of wine to finish off the night with. I guess that'll do it for today's episode of Pillows and Beer. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for everyone who called in. If you didn't make it this episode, keep on listening. We'll do our best to get you in there. You can email us at theboys@pillowsandbeer.com and follow us on Instagram at Pillows and Beer. That's again, theboys@pillowsandbeer.com and Pillows and Beer on Instagram. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.